Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
Bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Ignatius returned home from hospital after his heart attack and thanked Shelley for being there for him. Maria told Skeeter that her friend Annie was having serious problems with her family. They discussed the high incidence of men abusing young girls, and Maria asked Skeeter to let Annie stay there. Skeeter promised to discuss it with her father. Right now, Maurice has traveled to the Rupununi in search of Catalina when he sees Danny.
Hello, sir. Yes, excuse me. 1 minute.
Hi, what's up?
The name is Maurice Vera. I'm a lawyer visiting the Sam from Morondoy.
Oh,
you do?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's married to my uncle. He's a bit of trouble.
John. Yes, I'm aware about what happened.
So you know him too? He should be out of prison soon. It's a small world, eh?
Yes, and you are?
Danny. Danny Peter.
Nice meeting you. So you live in Latham?
No, I live miles away from here. But I had to come down to buy a few things for the wife. I got married a few months ago to the love of my life, Leah.
Oh, okay. We're both recently married then. I got married last Boxing Day.
You kidding me?
No. This is a picture here of me and my lovely wife.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she certainly is. Catalina. So here one. I'm looking for this ranch. I wrote the name down here. Look.
Oh yes, I know it. I know all the ranches on this side of the Rupununi.
Can you direct me how to get there? I really don't know my way around. A taxi driver promised me he would take me this morning, but I've been waiting for a while and he's not answering his phone.
I could take you if you don't mind jumping on the ATV.
Seriously?
Yeah. Just a small fee, and I happen to know the caretaker.
Oh, great.
Business?
No, my wife came up with a friend, but she's not really getting phone service here. I just wanted to come up and surprise her. I really miss her, man.
Well, newlyweds shouldn't be separated like that.
You telling me?
Alright, I'll take you. I'll call the caretaker.
Don't tell him or her.
Him.
Okay. Don't tell him I'm coming with you. I want to surprise Catalina.
No problem. I won't spoil a good surprise.
Thank you.
Let me call you. Hey Vincent, I'm passing by the ranch to see you.
This is the place, Danny?
Yeah, Maurice. This is the ranch you're looking for.
Looks kinda deserted.
Well, the family's not always here. That's why they have the few people.
Okay.
Come on.
Nice and serene, though.
Yeah. Hey, Vincent.
Hey, Danny.
Nice seeing you, buddy.
It's been ages, man.
Yeah. This is the person I told you about.
Hi, sir. Name's Maurice.
Nice meeting you, Maurice. I'm Vincent.
My pleasure.
Welcome. I have some nice mango drink. Sure you fellas are tired after coming all the way from Lytton.
You know it.
Y'all have a seat. I'll get the drink and some glasses.
Cool, buddy.
Anybody else here?
We can know just now. Look, mangoes on the ground here, eh?
Amazing. You don't make use of them?
I sure, but a lot does go to waste too.
You know how much you have to pay for mangoes sometimes in Georgetown? Man, none of this will go to waste.
Well, different place, you know.
Here you go, guys. Some fresh mango drink.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it for the heat. Glad to know you're not letting all the mangoes go to waste.
We use as much as we can, you know.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
Don't mention it.
Refreshing.
This is really good.
Like you said, good for the heat.
All right, so Mr. Maurice is looking for his wife.
Yes, she said she was staying here.
Catalina is your wife?
Yes. Someone at the right place then?
Yes, man. She came here with the owner's daughter a few weeks ago. They are friends.
Yes, so where is she?
You're Catalina's husband?
Yes, we got married Boxing Day. Here, these are some of the pictures from our wedding. Look.
Yes, that's Catalina. But she never mentioned that she had a husband.
Hey, like you had eyes on her, huh?
No, man. I have a wife and children.
Just pulling your leg, man.
Anyway, you are a few days late. I guess you didn't inform Catalina that you were coming.
No, the point was to surprise her.
Well, they left.
They left and gone where?
Not sure. Or they mentioned something about taking a trip to Brazil.
Brazil?
Yep.
A lot of people from this region travel to Brazil every day and vice versa. Before you head back to Marunda, you should at least take a trip to Bonfim.
I just came to surprise my wife. And now I'm hearing she might have gone to Brazil?
Yeah, boy.
You think she would be coming back here anytime soon?
I won't be able to say, you know.
Okay.
Brazil is a big place too. No telling which part them girls could have gone.
Yeah.
If they come back, I can tell them you were here.
No need to mention. I guess I will see her when she returns to Marundoy.
I could tell you missing your wife.
Yeah, I just want her to come home.
I understand the feeling too well.
You guys want to have a look around the ranch?
Sure, man.
Yes, thanks.
All right, come on.
I hope your wife returns soon.
I hope so too. I really do.
Leah!
In here, Danny.
Hey, my love.
How you come back from Lytton so late?
It's a long story.
I already prepared dinner. Was just waiting for you to eat.
Lovely. Let me go and wash my hands and then we're gonna eat.
Okay.
I met someone from Marundoy while I was in Lytton and then I had to take the gentleman to the ranch where Vernon works.
So far?
Like I said, a long story.
How he doing?
It's good, you know. He says he enjoys working on the ranch.
Well, good for him then. Dinner is some of the wild hog pepper pot with cassava bread and a cut up some cucumber.
Appreciate it, love.
So tell me about this guy you met in Lytton.
He's a lawyer and he was looking for his wife who was staying at the ranch. He wanted to surprise her, but by the time we got there, she and her friend had left. Vernon says he thinks they went over to Brazil.
Wow. Well, I hope he finds her.
Yeah. You could tell he's a man really missing his wife. Who could be knocking at this hour?
Maybe the man followed you from Lethem.
Don't make a joke. Who's there? Hello? Nobody answering, Leah.
Well, don't open.
Hello? Is somebody there?
It's Rachel.
Rachel?
Sis?
Oh, no.
Danny, bring some hot water and a clean towel.
Come in, Leah.
Rachel, what happened to you?
Sydney beat me.
What?
Sis, I'm sorry. I suspected long now that something was going on.
Sydney, why don't I jump on that ATV and meet him there right now? What is wrong with that man treating a woman like this?
I've been going through this so long.
Look, I want to find the man right now.
You can't go anywhere now, Danny. It's night and the village is miles away.
He should not be allowed to get away with this.
I know. We can put our heads together and come up with the next move. How you get here, Rachel?
He beat me. He drink and pass out.
A drunk and a coward.
I crawled out the house and walked as far as I could. I wasn't sure where I was going. But all I know is that I was fed up with the blows. Then I saw some villagers heading out in a bus and it's taking me a drop today.
Thank you, Lord. Sis, I'm so grateful for them.
Who knows what could have happened if Sydney had got up?
Danny, I'm so happy to get away from that man.
You're safe now. Trust me. Sydney will not get away with this. I will see to it. I'm so fed up of these men beating women. We got to put a stop to this abuse.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.